Could you give us an assessment of the way Trevor played out there? I know protection was kind of an issue, but how did he play, Coach?
I thought he played well. You know, I mean, he was under a little duress at times, like we all were. But, you know, you go back and look at the film. I don't know if I think these numbers are right, but I think we if you take our sacks away, I mean, that was the one thing that he and I, when we looked at it and talked about, was, you know, don't make a bad play worse. You know, if we can just get the ball out of our hands and stay manageable, I don't know if we had, like, what, 50, 60 yards of sacks? Because I think we rushed for, like, 184 yards rushing total, but the sacks kill you. And you can't get off schedule against a group like that. But as I go back, I tell you what, if you go back and really look at the film, he really hung in there a lot of times, made some big throws for us, you know, in the course of the game, converted some third down throws. Do we play good enough or coach good enough to win? No, we didn't. All right. And that's the bottom line of that story. But as far as his progress as a quarterback, I keep seeing every week he does things that fires me up and excited about being able to move on to the next game.
Let's stay on the right side, Ben.
Coach, you know, what was Keith able to be effective there against Alabama when y'all were having trouble running the ball at times?
You know, he's an older guy. He's more physical downhill runner. He's not he's not that the little, like, Travion's kind of a make you miss in the hole guy, accelerate away from you. All right. And where as far as Keith, if there's not a hole, he will attempt to make a hole. And against, you know, against a fast defense, against an athletic defense, the best way to go north and south is to go north and south. And I think that's what Keith does. That's kind of his style as a runner. And that was kind of nice. It was kind of cool to see him get out and you know, he'd kind of been a little nicked and bruised, and he hadn't been around in a couple of weeks. It was kind of fun to see him get back in the offense and have some good carries for us.
Stay on the right side. Ben, you got a follow-up?
Yeah, one, and then you have to somebody else.
All right, fair enough. Someone's got to take it from me. You know, going forward, you kind of said that Keith was a little nicked and banged up here and there. Do you see them splitting carries how they were previously, they were?
Yeah, 100%. You know, he'd tweaked his ankle a couple weeks ago, and you know how those running backs are. They're like track guys. You know, a little tweak. I mean, they're kind of finally you know, they're not like a plotter like me, right? I mean, you could beat me up, break my leg or whatever, and I'll still, you know, I might make a yard. Those guys, they got a tweak. They get a little tweak, and they got to feel right, and he's starting to feel good again.
Left side, by the column, Cease.
Is Knight the first graduate transfer quarterback you work with, and do you feel that's a position that kind of caters to high-profile recruits that maybe can't win their job at other places?
Yeah, I think it's a great option. And I'm not even going to say high profile. You know, in the course of, you know, kids want to go play college football to play college football. And sometimes, however, numbers or things don't work out, or maybe change of coaches or whatever, things don't work out for them. I think the great part about that whole sentence is graduate transfer. That's pretty cool because, you know, that is the means of the ends, right, is to get the degree. But then for them to go and get on a field and play the game, I think is great.
And where's the improvement? Where's Calvin Klein at right now?
Kind of the same. You know, it's more of a there's got, you know, the personnel wise for us to keep the guys we want on the field. I think, like, next year, I think he becomes a lot bigger factor. But, you know, so you always, as a coach, you always stand there and say, okay, well, if I put him in, who am I taking off? All right, do I really want this guy off so I can put him in? And there's nothing against Cal, but just kind of who we are as an offense this year. So, like, next year when we're too tight, too fullback, eye, power, run game every snap, so you'll fit right in, you know? But, no, that's a good question. Yeah, and he's, you know, he's. I think he's a really good player, and I think he's really going to be helpful to our offense, to this program. It's just, you know, his niche hasn't happened yet, and it will.
Up front on the right, Sam.
With some of the protection, do you just chalk that up on Saturday to playing a really elite front and moving forward, or are there some concerns up front that were raised in Saturday's
no,
game?
No, I don't think there's any concerns that we weren't already aware of, you know, when the whole season started. You know, and I look at that, you know, that's a good football team. Your margin of error is pretty small, right? Okay, is there, you know, like every game, is there four or five decisions I made in a play call or whatever where I'd love to have it back? I'm sure there'll be an argument. There were 64 of them out there that were bad. But, you know, my job, you know, momentum's a fickle beast. And I really, it's crazy how in this game, how momentum can just shift instantly from one team to another. And a team that's a talented team, a very well-coached team, a very good football team, you give them the momentum and you know, you got to figure out a way to stop it. And that's what offensively we didn't do. We had our opportunities, and we didn't, I don't think, capitalize on it. When I went back and looked at the film, there was a lot of really good things that our guys did. Were there some problems? Yeah, we'll fix the problems, all right? And that's our job. We'll go back when the kids will work at it, and as coaches, we got to do a better job. The kids got the whole story. And we'll fix those problems and move on. But it's just another great learning experience for us as a football team, as an offense.
We go to the back, standing. Daryl?
Coach, I know probably getting your guys motivated to play the number one team in the country was not difficult. Is it difficult to get them motivated to play a team that's 2-5?
No, I think because, Coach Selman's done an unbelievable job all year with kind of our mantra of, you know, it's about us. It's, you know, what we've and the guys have really, I believe, have really bought into it, that, you know, the old win the day deal. You know, it's not about who you're playing, but it's about us. And that we have to go out every day and practice. I try to tell my guys, you know, you need to win Saturday's game on Monday's meeting and Tuesday's practice and Wednesday's practice and Thursday practice. And I think these guys will do that.
We'll go to the left side, Cease.
Was that fumble, was it an exchange problem, a penetration problem, or what did you see, Coach?
Yeah, check every one of those boxes. Yeah. I didn't put him in a great position. All right. I mean, my job is to put our players in the best position that I can in the course of a game to have success. All right. That's one of those instances where, you know, I definitely should have done a better job. But it was the exchange, the end coming off the edge, the just so happened that we had that scheme called in our run game, and just everything hit just right, and gave them a turnover, which, you know, we just can't let happen.
Go back to Ben on the right side.
Hey, Coach. Wait,
that's question number four.
It's actually only three.
Oh, okay.
It's only three. I'll give you four if you want one. You know, if you
you can ask as many as you want.
I'll do it if I need to. You know, with the way the schedule works out, you know, does playing New Mexico State and then having another G5 opponent later on in the month give y'all a break and just kind of give y'all a chance to rest guys that may get nicked up before y'all finish the regular season?
No, all I know is that we have to be 1-0 this weekend. And that's the mentality we got to go. So I know I actually don't look past today's practice. We need to have a really good practice today and fix some of the issues that we had Saturday and become better at that so those things don't happen again. And our kids have to come out and they have to work hard and they have to fix the things that they didn't do in the game like they should be done. And then we'll move on. And so, you know, G5s and all that, you know, I don't know. All I know is that we got to prepare today and in the next couple of days, and that Saturday we got to go out and we've got to, you know, play Aggie football and be 1-0 at the end of that day.
You're on the right side aisle of the game.
Just take us through the pick, and do you think some of that was born out of just going through the game and not getting Josh involved and maybe some frustration setting
you
in?
Say that again?
The interception into triple coverage, do you think some of that might have been born out of going into and not getting Josh involved and maybe some frustration setting
in? No, I don't. They were playing split safeties, cover two. You know, and we were had a little high-low, you know, corner flat thing working like everybody, like Sid Gilman invented 100 years ago, right? And the corner did a, did a super job of kind of playing in the middle and then just broke back. And, you know, the ball is probably a little flatter than it should have been. But, no, I don't think that he was frustrated at all about, you know, I got to get the, you know, I want to get the ball to Josh. I think he just, you know, things happen like that every now and then.
Up front on the left side, Zach.
Coach, got to talking with Connor Lanphier. He was talking about the contrast in size from going from Alabama to Mexico State, a bit smaller and I guess more of edge rush. Can that present problems for the offensive line? Does that give them a lot of different looks?
The edge rushers?
Yes, sir. Or going up against a smaller line that instead of maybe going over you wants to go around you using speed.
The ones you worry about, the ones that can go over you and go around you, right? Those are the ones you worry about. I don't think so. I mean, I think you're talking about the end, so, you know, Connor's a guard, so basically our tackles have to deal with that. I think both our tackles have really had pretty solid season up to this point. I mean, I like both of them. I think they're doing a pretty good job. I haven't really noticed that as being an issue. And you know, in the SEC West, they play – I mean, in the SEC period, they every week in, week out, they get to play against a pretty good defensive lineman. No, I think that's just something that's inherent with that position. You know, you always worry about the speed rush, and then once they start getting you overset for the speed rush, and you got to watch the up and under, okay? And then once they got you worried about the speed rush and worried about the up and under, then they bull rush you, you know? So it's not easy playing tackle in this league. And so I don't know if I'm answering your question right, but where they align, I don't think – You know, I think they have to worry about all those kind of factors with good defensive ends.